Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our conversation with Sean Stone. He is our cultural correspondent. He goes out, tells us what's happening in area stages and screens, and a little and plays a violin when he's not.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Good to have you here. So, let's start with the movies that you've seen. You went to go see Hostiles.
Yes.
Or is it Hostiles?
Hostiles.
Okay.
It's referring to Native Americans.
Okay.
Who won't play nice. It's not very good. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes, and they really try to get the entire emotional arc of the whole Western Indian Wars thing in one sort of symbolic journey across the landscape. And while it's beautiful and while it's very well acted, it's really too much heavy lifting. Christian Bale is in it, Rosamund Pike, Ben Foster, Wes Studi, Timothy Chalamet. It's kind of an all-star cast, but the script is just, and it's slow. It's like Blade Runner 2049 slow. So as I was leaving, I saw it at the mall where you can't, there is no down escalator to the outside, where they try to trick you into going
yes.
through the food court.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's not nice,
yeah,
by
it's
the
not
way.
Nice.
So I took the elevator, yep. and this other couple got in who had seen the movie also. And I said, well, it's a slow elevator, but it's better than being forced to walk through the food court. And they said, yeah, and better than being forced to sit through Hostiles.
There you go.
So
there's your review in a nutshell.
Yes.
And or in an elevator, as it were.
So it's to cleanse the palate.
Okay.
To make the cinematic world right again. I saw Paddington 2, which is, of course, about Paddington Bear, which is thoroughly charming and delightful.
Hugh Grant.
Hilarious.
And Ben Whishaw.
Is the voice of the bear.
Is the voice of Paddington.
And
a very fine actor.
And just a lovely film. Just delightful. Here's the thing. I had to endure 5 trailers for some very suspect-looking kids' movies before the feature. And in one of them,
yeah,
Teen Titans Go to the Movies, the only joke in the trailer was a flatulence joke.
Well,
there wasn't a single flatulence joke in Paddington 2.
I'm shocked.
I know.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. You know, the kids today.
I know.
Let's go to what's happening around town. We'll begin tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
That was the lead-in music. It's time for 3. It's bluegrass instrumentation, but they play a wide spectrum of music, from bluegrass to Kanye West.
Okay. All right.
That's tonight at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall at 7:30. Also tonight at the Palace Theater in Albany, it's The Next Women of Country, Sarah Evans featuring Ray Lynn and Kaylee Shore. I believe that's sponsored by a cable network.
Okay. Thank you for that. Yes.
You know.
Excellent.
Truth in Advertising. Friday night at the MPAC Theater in Troy at 8 o'clock, They Are Waiting for You, Laurie Prevost with Sam Belafonte and Pierre Droulet. It's performance. It's video. It's a whole mess of different things whipped in together. And it's actually a commission. It's an MPAC commission. Also Friday night at the Egg in Albany, it's Bridgman Packer Dance Company. They also will be blending dance with video.
Okay.
So it's kind of a multimedia night.
Yep.
Then Friday night in Saratoga Springs at Cafe Lena, Loudon Wainwright III. There were a few tickets left yesterday. I was kind of surprised. So they may be gone by now. But
there's a new book out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's enormously entertaining.
Yes, he is.
And then at Proctor's Friday night, it's a jazz show, the Birdland All-Stars featuring Tommy Igo, who is a great drummer. And then in Saturday night in Great Barrington at the Mahawi, 7:30, there's the film Warren Miller's Line of Descent. Now, Warren Miller recently left us, but his ski and snowboarding movie empire continues on. So if the Winter Olympics is not hitting it for you, if you're not getting enough skiing and snowboarding,
well, and how could that be the case?
Go see this movie.
Yeah,
7:30 at the Mahawi on Saturday. Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Eddie Izzard's Believe Me tour. There were also a couple of seats left for this as of last night. Obstructed view.
Oh, okay.
You know, behind the polls.
But you know, I saw he is great.
Yes, he is.
Really great. I think I saw him at the Bardeman the last time he was in town. Really good. All right. Excellent.
And then the Bindlestiff Circus Cabin Fever Cabaret. That's at Helsinki Hudson on Saturday night at 9 o'clock. You'll notice they dropped the family from the title because this is not a family-oriented show.
Oh, all right.
There's aerial acts and sword swallowing and probably risque humor or something. Little something to get you out of the house. And then this week, beginning Monday, at the Capitol Theater in Rome, it's their annual Looney Tunes. This year, the theme is Bugs, the Beginning and Beyond. I don't know who curates this selection of Looney Tunes, which are shown in 35 millimeter on a big screen. It's you can go to their website. It's a pretty fantastic selection.
I went to it, and it is a fantastic selection. They're not all Bugs Bunny cartoons.
No, they slip in.
They have a mixture. They have a nice representation of the various directors. Bob Clampett being the originator, if you will, of Bugs Bunny.
And the Big Snooze is a real. He puts Elmer through it in that one.
Absolutely. They're not the best, but they certainly set the tone. And then you get into the Friz Freleng and Chuck Jones cartoons.
One of the famous Rabbit Season cartoons.
That's right. There was one of three. There were three in that in that cycle. And I believe this one takes place in the spring, where the other one took place in one takes place in the other one takes place in the fall. But this is the infamous one where shoot me now. He doesn't want to shoot you now. He wants to shoot you later. Oh, shoot him now. And Daffy turns to the camera and says, "Ah, pronoun trouble." It's one of the greatest lines in all of animation.
Yeah, and I was reading up. They're also showing Birds Anonymous, which is the sort of take on AA, only it's Sylvester trying to give up birds. And apparently that was one of Mel Blanc's favorite cartoons to voice.
Yes.
He loved that.
Also, another great cartoon, by the way, this
says a lot about us.
This is one of the things I researched in college. Yeah. But one of the other great cartoons is a beautiful little cartoon called Feed the Kitty.
Yes.
Which is another Chuck Jones classic. And it's heart tugging. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful cartoon about a little dog and a kitty and how they ultimately become friends. And it is, what was her name? Bea Benaderet.
Yeah.
Who also played Wilma, right?
Yeah.
Voices the woman in this, which I think is the only real voice spoken in the cartoon. The rest of it is just the
silent,
and it is
comedy.
Just perfect. And again, like Rabbit Seasoning and like all of those in that trilogy of hunting films, all done by the incredible Chuck Jones with Michael Maltese, who also went on to work with Chuck Jones on the Grinch for MGM when he left Warner Brothers. But oh my God, good stuff! So yes, that is a great lineup.
It is, and it's all week. In the afternoons, it's at 3 o'clock, and then when you get to the weekend, there's an evening show.
That's fantastic.
And we have some new movies. We actually have some new movies.
There's, okay.
The Insult, which is nominated for Best Foreign Language Film. It's set in Lebanon.
One of the few that we'll get to see, yes.
Yes, before the Oscars, yeah, probably. And then, of course, the huge movie, Black Panther, the latest Marvel Universe. Apparently everyone's going to go see it.
Getting a lot of buzz, good and bad.
And then there's an animated film, Early Man, which is Aardman Animation, Nick Park.
I saw the trailer for that. I love Nick Park, of course, Wallace and Gromit fame, and Chicken Run, and doing this, and it looks great.
Yeah.
Just looks like
delightful.
Very similar to the others, and I like that.
Exactly. Clay is good.
Clay is our friend. Well, if you want to see Sean's list, you can go to WAMC.org/roundtable. WAMC.org/roundtable. He joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what's happening on stages and screens. Sean, thank you very much for sharing with us. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.